Thank you. I want to ask Sam and Tessie and Wells if they'll come forward first. And I'm going to, in a moment, I'm going to invite all of you who want to come forward to come. Make sure you bring with you. Make sure that you bring with you your hymnals. Your hymnals and your bulletin insert. This is going to be fun, right?
I really hope this doesn't happen.
It's all right. Hey, Joel. What is it? Those of you who choose to come forward now are invited to come, knowing that you come not just to stand in support of Wells and his mom and dad, but that you come to state your acceptance of responsibility on behalf of Wells to help raise him as a disciple of Jesus Christ. So come, bring your hymnals, bring your insert, and as you come, we're going to sing a couple of verses of Amazing Grace, which is number 378 in the hymnal that you need. So please come. Come here. Between Wells and mom and dad and God, or between the families and friends with Wells, but it's between God and the church. So it's really important. And the church today, the congregation, has critical parts of this service in which you affirm your responsibility to raise Wells within the church too. Okay? Our service today is on pages 34 and 35 of the hymnal. That's where it will start. Yes, 34 and 35. And then we'll shift to the insert, which was in your bulletin. Walt?
Sisters and brothers in Christ, through the sacrament of baptism, we are initiated into Christ's holy church. We are incorporated into God's mighty acts of salvation and given new birth through water and the Spirit. All this is God's gift, offered to us without price. Alan, on behalf of the congregation, I present Samuel Wellington Bacon, Jr. for baptism.
Thank you, Bob. Sam, what's Wells wearing today?
It's the suit I wore when I was baptized. He barely fit in it.
One of the traditions of this church, a long-standing tradition of this church, has been the use of this baptismal font, which we will use today. I don't know for sure, but I suspect that both Tessie and Sam were baptized from water in this font. And Trudy and Frank, having been raised in this church, may very well have been baptized from this as well. So we continue that tradition today. Sam and Tessie, you bring your child Wells today, seeking the best for him, because you are responsible parents and you love him. So, Tessie and Sam, on behalf of the whole church, I ask you, do each of you renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness, reject the evil powers of this world, and repent of your sin? I do.
I do.
Do you accept the freedom and the power God gives you to resist evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever forms they may present themselves?
I do.
Do each of you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior, put your whole trust in His grace, promise to serve Him as your Lord, in union with the church which Christ is open to all people?
I do.
And will you nurture Wells in Christ's holy church, that by your teaching and by your example, he may be guided to accept God's grace for himself, to profess his faith openly, and to lead a Christian life?
I will.
Friends and family who've gathered around this morning, I have a question for you. Will you support and encourage Wells in the Christian life? And if so, will you say, I will?
I will.
Congregation, to the church family, the Christian family, which includes all of you who are seated and all who stand here, I have two questions this morning, the first of which is this. Do you, as Christ's body, the church, reaffirm both your rejection of sin and your commitment to Jesus Christ?
We do.
And second, will you nurture one another in the Christian faith and life and include these persons now before you in your care?
We will proclaim the good news and live according to the example of Christ. We will surround these persons with a community of love and forgiveness that they may grow in their trust of God and that they are faithful in their service to us. We will pray for them that they may be true disciples who walk in the way that leads to life.
Friends, let us stand and join together in professing the Christian faith as contained in the scriptures of the Old and New Testament. Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ?
I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and will come again to judge the living and the dead.
Do you believe in the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body,
you may be seated, and the service continues in the insert. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us give thanks to God.
Let us give thanks and praise to the Lord our God.
Creator God, in the beginning you set water apart from the sky and earth to be the source of life. Throughout the ages you have creatively used water to cleanse the earth and your people. From the age of Noah to the time of Moses, You carried your people to the land of promise on and through your majestic waters.
Thanks be to God.
Incarnate God, in the beginning you were nurtured in the waters of the womb, from which you came to restore the world. Baptized in the waters of the Jordan, by your life you bore witness to the abundant love of God. In your presence, ordinary water became luscious wine. With water you humbly and graciously revealed yourself to your disciples. And by your death and resurrection, you overcame humankind's sin so that we may come to this pool of redeeming water.
Thanks be to God.
Spirit God, we call upon your presence now to bless this water and this child and his parents as they seek reconciliation by the grace and mercy of your enduring faithfulness. Bless these waters that they may be for them the font of new birth, washing away the old life of sin, revealing for each a new person born of water and your spirit, filled with your love.
Thanks be to God.
O triune God, as the spring of your abundant living water gushes up to eternal life, may all who receive these baptism waters live a life in humble service of Christ's holy church, to your honor and glory, now and forever.
Amen.
Samuel Wellington, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Yeah.
See, we've been practicing.
I'm going to hold on to him, and I'm going to put my hand on his head, and I invite you to put your hand on mine, okay? And folks, I invite you on the other side to join shoulders, hands to shoulders, and lean in a shoulder, a hand to Sam's shoulder, Trudy, you want to do that? And a hand to Tessie's shoulder as well. We're going to invoke the power of the Holy Spirit. So I want all of us to be a part of that. And congregation, I invite you as well to stretch your arms out, okay? And bring on God's Spirit. May the Holy Spirit work within you, little one, that being born through water and the Spirit, you may be a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Samuel Wellington, child of God, you are sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked as Christ's own forever. Forever and ever. And all God's people said,
Amen.
He was. Very
refer to your inserts again. Members of the household of God, I commend these persons to your love and care. Do all in your power to increase their faith, confirm their hope, and perfect them in love.
Amen.
Friends, let us joyfully welcome our new baby brother in Christ. Through baptism, you are incorporated by the Holy Spirit into God's new creation
and made to share in Christ's holy church. We are all one in Christ Jesus.
With joy and thanksgiving, we welcome you with us as a member of the family of Christ.
Yay!